Hi, I'm Remy.
And I'm Justin.
And this is our journey.
What is up? Welcome to podcast 3.
So today we're going to be talking about driving etiquette. And basically what we think is the proper and the improper ways to drive around.
And yeah, and what annoys the shit out of us.
Right, the things that are so annoying that need to change if this is something that you do.
Right.
And if it's not something that you do, then you will probably
agree with us on this.
Agree.
On this whole thing.
Or relate
to
what we're talking about. So we're going to jump right into if you're at a stoplight, okay, and you're at the front of the line.
Yeah.
And there are people behind you. Don't be on your phone, or if you're on your phone, you better be looking for that green light.
Right.
And if you're not on your phone and you're just a slow driver, you're at the front of the line. It's almost like being at the emergency exit on
a
plane.
Right.
You have a job to do.
Yeah, you have to get out of there as soon as possible, or the other people behind you are going to start jumping over and getting there before you
are. It's just like a Geico commercial. We all have places to be.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm not waiting for you to drive 10 miles an hour on a 50.
Right.
To get where I need to go.
Yeah, if you're in front of the line, you need to just get up and go as soon as you can and pay attention to the green light. Don't be on your phone. Don't be,
about other people.
Yeah, exactly. You got to think about the people behind you because some people need to get to work. Some people need to get to places that they need to go.
Now, if there's no one around you and there's no one behind you.
Yeah. Take your time.
Yeah, it's your
world. Don't feel rushed.
It's your world. Yeah. But when there's other people behind you and you're at the front of the line, especially on a turn, because the turn lanes, oh my God.
I know.
Those only go every once in a while.
I know.
And they're the shortest.
They're short.
The shortest ones.
You know, what really, for me as a driver, what really bothers me is when you get into a turn lane for a line and you see it green and you see in front of you there's no one going.
Right.
That is the most annoying thing ever.
How are we ever at a stoplight? And that actually happened to me today. I was driving up to the stoplight and it's green. And it's green for about 20 seconds before I get to the final car that's stopped up still. It's green for 20 seconds. Is no one moving?
Right.
Like, it's ridiculous. We all need to work together here to drive a little faster.
Yeah.
And not drive faster and inappropriately.
Right.
Wreck somewhere.
Right. Not like drift out and
but
do donuts and
people
stuff.
People have places to go. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't drive around for fun.
No, I drive to get to my destination.
Right.
And that's the purpose in a vehicle to me is to get to where you need to go.
Right.
And, and be courteous to the other drivers that are there.
Yep.
And it just seems like a lot of people either just get on their phones and they just don't pay attention.
Right.
And it's like if you're in front of the line, just please, go. Exactly. It's gonna make me mad when I've already had a bad day.
Exactly.
And
you don't know.
Yeah. And you don't want that.
Every time I'm at the front of a line, I make sure that I go fast.
Right.
And just because I got places to go myself anyway.
Dude, I speed through that thing.
Oh, yeah.
To make sure that the people behind me, so I'm not blamed for it.
Right.
So like I've been at a light and I sped off and I went and I looked behind me and that car that was behind me did not
move.
Go.
Yeah.
At all.
Yep.
And I felt good about myself because I actually, I was there to help the other people, but that dude was a D-bag.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? If you're at the front of the line or second car in the line,
right?
Because if you're the second of the car in the line, that doesn't give you the okay to be on your phone and chill.
Right.
Like if you're way in the back, at that point, it really doesn't matter.
There's no one behind
much.
You. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Especially
because it's your, that's your
I would
time.
Say that's better.
That's your
there's
time.
There's no one behind you.
Yeah.
Because I mean, oh my goodness. I just can't believe how many times I've had to deal with people at stoplights and they don't know what they're doing.
Dude, there was this time where I, where the Walmart is next to your house?
Yep.
Well, so I'm coming down and to turn onto the North Tarrant Road, right? I'm coming down and I see this car and it's been green forever to make a left. And the car wasn't going. So I literally got into the opposite end of where the traffic comes to get past them to make a left. Just whoop.
Right.
Because I'm not going to wait for you.
Right.
This is not your time.
Right.
This is not your time to be like, oh, let me talk to Becky. I don't care about Becky at this point. I care about getting my ass to work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's my thought process on it all. You know, whatever works, you know, make it work.
Whatever works, make it work.
Whatever works, make what it a work. Quote. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that one?
Okay. So next thing is the highway. The speed you should be driving on the highway.
Yeah.
And which lane you should be in on the highway, or really just in general, which especially in Texas, people don't seem to understand that
there's a fast lane.
Is the fast lane.
Yeah.
If you don't understand that concept of fast lane and slow lane, we're going to have some serious problems on the road.
There's definitely drivers out here that, you know, it really seems like they were taught by their 3-year-old nephew on how to drive. They just really don't understand the basics of driving. And you almost think to yourself, like, did we all take driver's ed, or was there just like
was it just me?
Was it just me? Exactly. Right. Or was there, you know, like what happened in between that? Did people just, you know, end up forgetting?
My question is, I see a really bad driver, and I think someone was in the car with you and checked all the boxes.
Yeah.
And said, he's ready to go.
The DMV was like, yeah, let's do this.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
I would have failed them so hard.
Yeah. It just seems like over time, I guess people just forget how to operate a vehicle.
Maybe.
You know, especially when it comes to the freeway, because I mean, highway, whatever. It just seems like people end up almost causing so many accidents, because I get on the highway a lot for work, and I see just some crazy drivers out there, man, that, which is crazy because they almost act like it's your fault when they do something wrong. And that blows my mind. So when they like cut you off and they're swerving everywhere and, they're going like, you know, 45 in the fast lane. And then you like speed up and pass them. They literally look at you like they're pissed off.
Right.
You know, it bothers me. I don't understand why you can't.
Let's just get a couple of things out of the way. The left lane is the fast lane.
Yeah.
And if you are going, if you aren't going 5 over the speed limit, let's just spitball 5 over the speed limit in the fast lane, get out of the fast lane.
Yeah. If there's someone coming up behind you, get out of the way.
If you notice that people are passing you, which this is something that people actually do, and I have noticed. If you notice people are passing you, obviously you're in the wrong lane.
Right. You need to get over.
Yeah. And so that's just a start with that. Speed wise, if you're on the highway and there's no one around you, why is anybody going less than the speed limit?
I know.
What's going to happen when you're on a highway and no one's around you and you're going 45 and a 60? Why are you on the highway?
You know, to be honest, I really think that.
Where are you trying to go?
A lot of people, the issue is, I would go kind of to this. It's really texting and driving or being on your phone that I've noticed that the people driving that end up almost causing a wreck or almost doing something are always on their phone.
The funny thing is nowadays, like, it's a lot more people on their phones. But not only that, people are just doing tons of different things.
Yeah.
I've driven up and someone was doing their makeup.
Oh, I know.
And you're driving.
I know.
She was literally.
I've seen that too. I've seen it too, where she's like looking up and she's like doing her makeup.
Right.
While like one hand's on the wheel.
Yeah. And then it kind of goes in the left lane. Oh, I noticed.
Yeah.
Pull back.
She stops for a second and she's like straight back to it.
Straight back to it. And or someone, you know, I have also driven by and this mom was just munching some fries.
Right.
So hard that she wasn't looking at the road.
Right.
Like she must have not eaten, but she was driving about 65, you know, appropriate speed.
Right.
But the thing is that you're swerving and boom, taking fries. I'm driving by. I was thinking this person must be super stupid.
Right.
And she's just one bite, two bite, three bite.
Right.
Four handful, five handful.
Right.
And I was thinking, wow, someone missed a meal.
Yeah. Yeah. You need a recharge.
Yeah. Okay. Another thing, when we're talking about speed, braking, and we'll get into traffic, which braking is a big part in.
Mm.
But if there's no one in front of you, there's a reason why you can let off the gas pedal and you don't have to use the brake pedal.
Yep.
The people that use the brake pedal when they don't need to use the brake pedal is probably one of my biggest pet peeves on the planet. there's no reason to brake.
Yeah.
You let off the gas, you let the car slow down.
Right.
It's like a concept people can't wrap their mind around. Blows my mind.
I know.
Blows my mind.
You know what's even worse than that is like really honestly being with a person that is that way.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in a car with someone that drives like that, it is the worst. Because my boss, I drove with him for a long time, and he was the worst driver I've ever seen.
Your old boss?
Yeah, my old boss. He would be on his phone, looking over, talking to someone, texting. He would even play a game. He'd play his Star Wars game, watching this whole thing while tailgating this, like being right behind this person, tailing him.
Right.
And
like if that person breaks, you're going to crash.
We're going straight into the car. And then he would literally, he would stop, put his knee up, play his game for a second, come back up, look a little bit, go back down. I always thought, like, what are you doing, man? And then
my life is in your hands.
Yeah. And we got into so much accidents that he would look up and see that the car is like braking, and he'd slam on the brake, and you feel the car almost like slip out. And I just remember, like, I would get mad at him, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, what are you doing,
dude?
You know?
I don't deal with bad drivers. If I'm in a car and you're driving me,
right?
If you're going to do something stupid, I'm gonna let you know.
Oh, I let him know.
Oh, yeah.
I let him know. Oh, yeah. But he never listened to me.
So. Well, what can you do?
Yeah, so I kind of had to deal with it, but it was just the worst thing to ever experience, really.
Okay, so lane changes. If you're in the far left lane and your exit is coming up in 0.5 miles, do not wait until 2 seconds till your exit's about to be there, almost hitting a barrel, to get into your exit. You should know where you're going.
Right.
I don't know how someone drives and doesn't know where they're going.
Right.
The only excuse is that your phone died and you don't have maps.
Right.
Otherwise, be in the lane that you're going to be in. I mean, when I drive, I'm in the lane. Like, I'll be in the right lane because I'm going to turn right eventually.
Right.
I'll be in the left lane because I'm going to turn left eventually.
Right.
I'll be in the middle because I know I'm going straight.
Exactly.
Otherwise, do not, like, people that are in the left lane or the far right lane, and they're going to have to turn left super soon.
Right.
So let's wait, and then let's slow down. Not only let's wait, but then let's slow down to about 10 miles an hour in a 40 and get over while everybody has to brake for you.
You know, what's even, like, that is, like, so bad, but I can't believe people don't use their blinkers when they do that. You know, like, I've been behind people that just don't use their blinkers at all. And that is so annoying.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's happening. They're coming to a stop. You think, oh, maybe I'm hitting traffic or maybe there's something going on. And they slowly, like, I was behind this red SUV and we were in a 50 and he slows down to about 20, 15 miles per hour. Doesn't hit his blinker, doesn't do anything. I'm thinking, what is going on here? And he slowly, slowly gets over and then he hits his blinker.
Sure.
What are you doing? Let us know.
See,
a mile behind and I would have been fine. I would have gotten past you.
This is where it goes back into, because I use my blinker. But
yeah,
if no one's around me, I might not.
You don't need to.
So this is where it goes back into, notice that there's people around you.
Yeah.
And that's why they're stuck. It's not like, oh, I need the blinker because I need to know myself I'm turning left.
Right.
And if that blinker wasn't there, how would I know I'm turning left?
Exactly.
It's for the people.
Right. It's courtesy. It's courtesy to other drivers.
Yeah.
You know, when you make a turn, turn on your blinker so they know, so they can move over. Now, what I've never understand is why I've used my blinker and was coming to like a stop and this person's tailing my car.
Sure.
And there's a whole other lane to get over to.
Yeah.
But you instead tail my car and then, like, as soon as I turn, then you rev your car and you just
right, bolt. Like, I'm the annoying,
like,
one.
Yeah, that,
like,
I let
you know
an issue.
I let you know about 40 feet before
I know.
Turning.
I'm being
courteous.
Courteous, thank you. I'm being courteous to you and your feelings.
Right.
And then you shatter mine.
Right.
Like, what are you you know, like, what are you doing?
Okay, so let's get into traffic. And this is where I think the biggest problem comes into when I'm driving is traffic.
Yeah.
Of course, there's always issues. But when I'm in traffic, I think, wow, does everybody really want to piss me off today?
Mm-hmm.
Is that really what's going on? Because, okay, a couple of things. We're all in traffic, number one, because people brake when they shouldn't.
Yeah.
That is traffic numero uno. It's not like, oh, there's a bunch of cars on the road and now we're filling up.
Yeah.
It's someone in one of the lanes braked and everybody behind them had to brake. And now we're all braking and now we're all slowing down to the point where it's a standstill. I mean, have you ever noticed? Have you ever actually been a part of the people that start traffic? Because I've never noticed the traffic beginning.
No, yeah.
I've just noticed
traffic. Well, it's there.
Right. And it's because, like, I was on the highway once and it's obviously like a 65 or a 70. And it's going into this pretty good turn, but it's on the highway. Right. So it's not like slow down for this turn ahead. It's still a 70 mile an hour, 65 mile an hour turn. For some reason, we all slow down to 10 to 15 for about a mile back up. And then as soon as the turn's back, let's all go 65 again. Is the turn going to kill you?
I know.
Turn the car. You know, everything's fine.
It's so weird too, because like when you're in traffic for an hour – and you're thinking, wow, this must have been a really bad accident.
Right.
And you get all the way up there. And then once you get there, then it, like, the whole thing opens
up. Everybody's just
Everyone's
going.
Now going.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, what just happened here? I just waited an hour for this?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You're thinking, like, there must be, like, a 30-car pileup coming up. And instead, it's just people, I guess, merging over. I don't even know.
Okay.
It just
to start
blows
with,
my mind.
To start with, it's because people break too much.
Yeah.
Number two, it's because if you're not getting in the lane that you should be in, people have to merge. Or number three, you're in the lane, right? And you're in traffic and you're like, screw this traffic. I'm going to get in the lane that's going a little bit faster. So you get in the lane that's going a little bit faster, which I have done myself. Don't get me wrong. I've done myself. And then you get in it. And then the middle lane that you were in goes faster.
Starts to go really fast. Yeah.
You're causing everybody behind you to have to slow down even more because you wanted to get over. And I did this today.
I did this today.
Don't get me wrong. I do this because I have places to go and I'm trying to get out there.
Exactly.
But at the same time, it is causing more traffic.
It actually just pisses me off more because, like, once you get
that's
into
that
lane.
That's why I try to stay
lane.
In the same lane just because I'm just not going to deal with it.
Yeah.
Like if I get into the other lane and my lane starts to go faster than I was in, oh boy.
I know.
The top's about to blow.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
It's awful. Definitely awful.
Okay. So let's get into construction.
Yeah.
This is probably another one of, okay. If I had to pick a couple of things that piss me off most in this world, construction's going to be.
Absolutely.
Construction's going to be.
Absolutely.
Let me just give you a couple analogies and to just voice my anger. If you said, hey, I'm going to pay you to build a fence around my house.
Right.
And I said, okay. And I come to your house and with a bunch of wood and the paint and all the tools I need.
Yep.
And I go ahead and put it all in your backyard. And then I dig up the holes that I need to put the fence down.
Right.
And as soon as I dig the holes, I say, all right, I'm going to go make a couple more fences.
I'll be right back. And
I'll
then
be
two
right
months
back.
Later.
I'm going to go do someone else's fence.
And not only that, you know what I've realized too is like when you're doing, let's just say like you're building the fence, right?
Sure.
It's literally about 5 feet and then you dip out of there and now the construction's over.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's like, okay, there's your fence. Have a good one.
Yeah.
You know, I've come up to so many roads where it's like it's completely blocked off. You had to go all the way around and make this whole detour. And then
no one's even working.
5 months later, it's just this small, patch of street.
The weird thing is that I noticed that no one worked. Like there's so many construction sites. It's just like here's millions of dollars of worth of equipment that no one's using.
Just laying around.
Just laying there because we need to build some things, but we'll get to it.
Right.
We're just going to start on it and do something else. What it seems to me like is I'll be driving, right?
Right.
And here's what they say. They say, we're going to take the road that you use most to go to work. We're going to put cones all around it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to turn a 4-lane road into a 1-lane road.
Yep.
And we're going to make a street that really didn't need to be changed at all.
At all.
It was fine. And we're going to take all the pavement out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to stop right there and go do the same thing to the other three possible routes that you have to go to work.
Yep.
And boom. And there we are. Now we have construction.
You know what I've also realized is like there was a road to my old house and they started doing construction on it. And I just thought to myself, why are you guys doing construction?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You literally made it worse.
Yep.
They made it worse of a road.
Oh.
I mean, what are you doing?
I really
the street had no issue, and then they repaved it, and it made it like the worst road to drive.
Not only that, why are you messing up the entire road if you're not going to focus on that road? I don't understand. Like I said with the fence analogy, if I'm going to tell you I'm going to make your fence, I better make your fence before I do anything else. For some reason, the people that decide, hey, we need this construction done. Say, we need this construction done, and then we need this done, and this done, and this done, and this done. And we're just going to do all of it over about a 3-year period.
Yeah.
Instead, what we could do is focus on that road for about a week, and the road's
done. Everyone go. Everyone get it done.
Everybody,
let's get out of here and go to do something else.
I really can't imagine a reason to do it besides laziness, and they probably get paid more for doing it that way.
They probably do because of the time.
Right, exactly.
For the city.
And oh my God.
It's honestly the worst.
I had to deal with it today. And okay, another thing with driving, and this is a driving issue, but this isn't necessarily drivers or road construction, but it's another thing. Google Maps, okay? Figure it the hell out.
Yeah.
Honestly,
even Apple, man. Apple is
all maps. They don't know what they're talking about.
You know, I've gotten so mad at that chick talking to me. Mm. You know, on Apple. Mm-hmm. You know, what
Siri
are you?
Or whatever
yeah,
it is.
Siri. Where are you taking me? Yeah. You're making me do so many reroutes. I mean, I've gotten lost so many times. Oh. I might as well just do it off memory.
You're driving. You're going about 45. Turn right now.
Yeah.
Turn right now.
Yeah.
There's not even a turn.
Yeah. You know, and plus, if you're on like the freeway, it tells you, okay, well, just keep going straight. And then you keep going straight and you realize, well, actually, you're supposed to make a right turn.
Rerouting.
Yeah. And you're like, what?
Okay. I had to use Google Maps today, right? Because I had to drive pretty far. Right. And so I'm using Google Maps and it says, this is the quickest route to get to where you want to go.
Right.
So I'm driving down. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll trust Google Maps again and go to the quickest route.
Right.
Turn right. Drive down a little and see about a 40 car pileup. Just dead stop.
Right.
I was like, oh my God. So then because of road construction, let me just throw that one out too. So then obviously. I do a little turnaround, drive down a different road to where there's more road construction. And I don't know if I'm more mad about road construction or Google Maps, but they need to do some pairing up because you need to tell me that you did something with the road.
Yeah. And plus that it's, you know, it doesn't even tell you when traffic is unless you hit traffic.
Right.
You know, like that red line doesn't tell you that it's there until you're about, I'd say like 250 feet from it.
Or even it'll tell you, oh, it's like dead stop traffic. And you get there and it's not traffic. But then about 10 minutes later, there is traffic.
Yeah.
So where's the traffic coming from? Because you need to figure it out.
Yeah, y'all need to figure it the hell out.
I mean, why am I using your app? And then I like drive somewhere. And it doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What's your job? What is the app about besides that? Uh-huh. You have no other jobs.
Uh-huh.
I drive somewhere that's on your app and it doesn't exist anymore. I'm telling you.
I mean,
if it happens one more time.
You're telling me you can make electronics, you know, beyond anything. You know, I mean, Apple can make a fingerprint, can make, you know, opens up your phone. You know, you can make all this, but you can't make maps work. I mean, that's...
Oh, well, now we have a jet that can fly around the whole world in 2 hours, but...
We're going to Mars, by the way, but maps
still doesn't
work. Google
Maps doesn't know what it's doing.
I mean, it just blows my mind.
It just blows my mind. Like, where
someone's
inconsistent,
right.
and someone needs to figure it out.
Right.
If Elon Musk wants to be the person to do it, figure out Google Maps, because it's absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, I could care less about Mars. I'm just trying to figure out the hell where
I'm just trying
going.
To get to work.
Yeah. I need to know where I'm going right
Sometimes
now.
I just need a taco and there's road construction for days.
Right.
I just went out to get a taco and now I'm waiting 40 minutes for a taco.
Yeah.
Or I'm driving to get a taco and someone at the light decides I'm just not going to pay attention and now I miss the light.
Right.
Oh.
I know.
You better not.
I know.
You better not.
Ridiculous.
Okay. Any good stories?
Yeah. Well, let's get into some stories that we've
had. I don't have really any good driving stories.
I have a lot of, I wouldn't say, it was just kind of crazy driving stories. Mm-hmm. I would say more. They're kind of like, I drove a motorcycle for a long time. And, when you drive a motorcycle, you realize, that drivers, do not pay attention at all to you and, or to anything else besides just where they're going. So to me, it was just like, I've noticed when I was, riding my motorcycle was that people would get on their phones and they would swerve over and then they'd like see me and then they swerve back. And what's crazy to me
is they get mad at you.
They get mad at me because I'm there.
Right.
You know, it's like, I'm just enjoying my little ride. Just
doing what you're doing.
And you know, you're getting pissed at me because you're on your phone. And you almost killed me. You know, I mean, I'm going 60. I don't have a metal between us.
Right.
You know, I have my leg and my body.
Right.
And that's what you're going to hit.
Yeah. And no seatbelt.
Yeah. No seatbelt at all. There was this crazy story, which was I was coming down and I was, it was like a two-way road. And I'm behind this girl and she's going like 30. And it's 45. And I realized like I want to pass this girl, right?
Yeah.
So I get into the other oncoming traffic. Not a smart idea, but to pass her. She swerves over in front of me. And I was like, okay, what the hell was that? So then I get back over and then I try to do it again. She swerves over, tries to hit me. And I was like, all right, this is a little messed up. She turns onto the same road I'm turning on. And I'm kind of like, what's going on right
here?
She speeds up, so then I speed up, and then she slams on her brake right in front of me. And in a motorcycle, you need more time to stop. So you don't have the same you need more distance between you.
Sure.
So I thought, oh my God, here it is. I'm about to crash into this person's car.
Yep.
So I try to hold the front brake, which is not a smart idea, and the whole front of the bike just goes down. Oh, I mean, the whole back of the bike just goes up and, I go straight up and I'm just thinking, this is it. This is it for me. I'm about to go straight into this car. And, luckily I saved it, by miracle. And, she like starts screaming and she drives up, she gets to this like mansion of a house, parks there. And, I literally just sat there and I started yelling at her like, get over here. So that I could talk to her about this whole situation.
Right, about trying to kill you.
Yeah, about trying to kill me. And she gets out of her car. She walks over. She looks at me. She goes, "Do you have a gun? Do you have a gun?" I was like, "No, I don't have a gun." Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, even if I did, I'm trying to have a conversation with you because of what you just did. And she was like, okay. And she just started apologizing to me. She was like, "Well, I just really had a really bad day and I'm really sorry." And I was like, "Well, okay. It's all right." Yeah. You know, when someone does that, and it's the funniest thing, because if someone does that to you, you can't get mad at them.
Right.
You know,
anger is gone. Yeah, you're like, whoa.
You're like, okay, you know what? It's okay. You know? And she comes over and she's like, "Can I give you a hug?" You know, this is a random person I've never met before. And that's
such a good story.
I know. And I was just like, okay, fine. You know, that's cool. So she gives me a hug and then, she tells me her name. I tell her mine and then
they fell in love.
Yeah. And that was our story. We're married now 2 years.
That would be great. Clarify.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
That did not happen. She was like 45. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So she was a lot older, but, anyways, so she was like, "Well, have a blessed day. You know, if you need anything, yeah, she was like, "I can cook you muffins or something weird, yes." Dude. And I was like, "Oh, it's all good." I know. I should have said yes to muffins. I know, man. I was in the moment. You know, this was it just shocked me. I was in such shock because I was like,
I can imagine.
I felt like I'm about to like, you know, yell at this person. The cops might come, you know, I mean, this could have gone like really just a whole new direction.
Yep.
And it just went south for me. You know, this is just like,
but then it went north.
Yeah. Then it went north. But it was definitely a weird story, man.
That's a good one.
It's never happened again.
I don't really have anything like that. Yeah. Driving wise. I mean, I've just been dealing with idiots on the road. Yeah. Other than that, I don't have any fun stories. I've only seen one wreck. I've always like almost seen the wreck and then don't see the wreck. Like, yeah. I only see the aftermath of the wreck.
Yeah.
And I finally saw my first wreck about 3 months ago. And it was just a small wreck. Like someone pulled out and then boom, got T-boned. But it wasn't terrible. And I was like, wow, people are stupid. But
I definitely think like being in a wreck, it sucks, man. Because like when I wrecked my 350Z, man, that's definitely a really weird. Whoa,
I know.
That was definitely a really weird moment. You know, when you're like spinning out of control and then you realize I'm about to hit a wall.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, you think like, oh, I'm going to have a last word. You know, it's really not that. You're just in complete like, what the hell is going on right now?
Yeah, like the whole movie moment where you're like, why is this person just sitting there right, letting exactly, themselves die?
Exactly.
Because when you're in that moment,
you're just thinking,
well,
yeah, this is what's going on right now.
I guess this is what's happening.
Exactly. And I don't know. It was just definitely I would not recommend being in that experience. But definitely.
Yeah, avoid wrecks if you can.
Avoid wrecks at all times.
If you take our advice, you should also avoid wrecks, and we'll also all get along much better.
Yeah.
If you do any of these things, try to avoid doing them.
Yeah.
If you are annoyed by these things, we feel you.
we're trying
to get it out there that it needs to stop. So you get it out there that it needs to stop yourself.
And remember to always check twice in your blind spot.
Oh yeah. You know, because, and look left, look right, look left, look right.
Yeah. Your side mirrors does not show everything.
Yeah.
You know, there is a huge blind spot in every car. And, you know, that's what I've noticed with a lot of people is that they just don't check it.
If y'all have any stories about crazy driving experiences you have had, please send them our way and we will go ahead and look at them and maybe talk about them in a future podcast.
Yeah.
But we're going to conclude right here on driving etiquette. Until next time.
This is Justin.
And I'm Remy.
And this is our journey.